I want to preach this morning, if you'd turn with us over in Acts chapter number 7. Let's go there. Acts chapter number 7. I'll just put this outline up I come to preach with. Just going to try to mind in just a few minutes this morning. One of the greatest preachers in America will be here tonight. Hope you'll come listen to him, Brother Dana Williams. And you'll be praying for him. Acts 7, verse number 48. Here, Stephen is preaching. This is what he said. He said, "Howbeit the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet." He said, "Heaven is my throne, earth is my footstool. What house will you build me, saith the Lord?" Verse 51, he cried and he said, "You're stiff-necked and uncircumcised in your heart and your ears. Ye do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? They've slain them that showed before the coming of the just one, of whom you've been now the betrayers and murderers, since you received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it." Verse 54, when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart. They gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven, saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And he said, "Behold, I see the heavens open." I'm sure I'm glad heaven's not closed this morning. And the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears, ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. And he never got over that time when that happened in his life. Because soon the next chapter, God's fixing to reach in his life and do something for him that only our good God can do. Who knows what the next chapter in your life, what God's going to do for you? Who knows what God's going to do in the next chapter of your life? They stoned Stephen, calling upon God, saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." He kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Thank you for standing this morning. You may be seated. Father, we love you. We thank you for this time around the house of God today. Thank you for this time and the Word of God. Thank you for the songs that's been sung this morning. How our hearts has been touched and stirred. Thank you for Brother Daniel and his family coming. Lord, I thank you for these visitors here today. I pray you touch their hearts. I pray, God, for our home folk, the needs that we have. I pray you'd protect our church, Lord, that you wouldn't let the world dominate this place. Help us to stand up as Brother Mike preached Wednesday night. God, help us to stand and do right in these last days. Help me as the pastor here. Give me direction and discernment and power. God, I yield my life to Thee and I need You with all of my heart today. Help me to be a blessing to the people. And I'll be careful and honor You and thank You for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. I like what the Bible said, and He simply said they stoned Stephen. He is calling upon God, saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice. And he said, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." And when he said this, he fell asleep. I want to preach this morning on a simple thought of this. What I want said before I'm dead. What I want said before I'm dead. I don't know if you noticed or not, but Stephen wanted some things said before they found him dead. I want to say, first of all, I want to get my preaching said. I don't make any apologies for what God wrote in this Bible. Matter of fact, I'll never have to give an account of what God wrote in this Bible. I have to give an account of whether I reacted on what God wrote in this Bible. I'll give an account if I preach what thus saith the Word of God. Boy, I want my preaching said before I'm dead. I want to say that the Lord still saves old sinners. There's a lot of folks think, well, now you know the reason I don't get saved because I can't live it. None of us can live it without the part of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad that in Christ Jesus we can do all things this morning. I'm glad one day at Calvary's cross there Jesus hung and died. I'm glad before there was ever a sinner there was a sacrifice. I'm glad that for the foundations of the world, God seen us and realized that the law would be perfect, but man could not live by the law. Therefore, the Bible said that the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by the Lord Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad that the law stopped with Moses, but grace started with Jesus? I still believe in living right and doing right. Young people, if you play with sin, it won't be long. Sin will be playing you. But aren't you glad there is a God in heaven that loves us by grace? As Brother Daniel's done spoke this morning, aren't you glad there is a field of grace? I'm glad my wife stood up and knows something about the sweet grace of God. And Liberty Baptist Church, if we're going to build a church for the glory of God, we better look in and know something about this grace. You better not put your finger at nobody else, and you better not say mine won't be doing it because yours will be doing it. I'll go a little bit further and say, you better not say I won't do it because it's in you to do it. Paul said the things I want to do I can't find myself to do. He said the things I don't want to do, that's what I find myself doing. If the greatest man that ever preached behind the Lord Jesus had problems with his flesh, I will remind you we'll always have problems with ours. But aren't you glad there is a Holy Ghost that lives in us, that leads us and guides us and tells us when we're doing wrong? I'm glad He lives in my heart this morning. Hey, is anybody glad one day God saved them? I'm tired of dead religion. Some of you looking around this morning like a calf at a new gate. Honey, we didn't build this place for a bingo parlor. We didn't build it for a car show. We built it to say what thus saith the Word of God. I'm glad God's people still like preaching in the house of God. Preaching still right in the day and hour that we live. I seen a survey come across the computer last night. It said a new survey since May in America said 55% of the population believed in same-sex marriage. I'm telling you that is an abomination in the eyes of our God. If you want our country to go down, honey, she's a going down queer. Hey, our country's committing suicide. It's committing suicide from within today. Sin's still sin, and God is still God, and righteousness is still right. And I say glory to the good Lamb of God that sent His Son to die on a cross for the sins of this world. You may be here in homosexuality this morning. We don't hate you, but we do not condone your sin. We preach against wickedness and we preach against anything that's not right in the eyes of the Lord. I'm glad we've got a God that can save you by grace. Some of you believe, well, they can't be saved. According to Romans 1, the Bible said that God gave them up. There's a time there when God gives things up. But aren't you glad between that time and that time, it's all God's business. Amen. I'm glad there is a God of grace this morning. I was in Houma, Louisiana, preaching a meeting. There was a young man come in dressed like a woman. Some of you won't like this, but I don't care. The door ain't locked this morning. Amen. I'm telling you, a lot of people would have given up on them. And the preacher's wife looked at Miss Renee and said, there's his brother, sat down dressed like a woman. I couldn't even hardly pick him out. And boy, I preached on the mercy and the good grace of God. I preached on how that sinners need the Savior. Boy, I'll never forget that young man got down that pew, began to weep his way to God. That was last year. This year we flew into New Orleans, went into that church.
my, there he was. He got up and sang in victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if there's ever been a day and an hour that we need to realize, I want to get my preaching said before they find me dead. I want them to say Ken Bowman would preach, whether you like preaching or you didn't like preaching. But I'll tell you one thing about my preacher. He would love you. And when we did wrong, he'd help us get up and dust us off and go on for the glory of God. My preacher'd preach if the governor come. My preacher'd come if Aunt Sally come. It didn't matter about him. When it's preaching time, it's preaching time. And I want to get my preaching said before they find me dead. Hallelujah. Stephen said, you uncircumcised in heart and stiff-necked. He's preaching where I preach. He'd say, you uncircumcised in heart and you rednecks. Amen. Rednecks need a redneck preacher. Oh, I'm telling you today, before they find me dead, there's some things I need to have said. I need my preaching said. Jesus saves. And He keeps you saved. What He does forever. That's not a license to sin. Boy, when God saves you and moves in your heart and lives in you, there's a sin detector lives in you now. He tells you when you do wrong. Tells me when I do wrong. I sure am glad there's been times, Brother Lee, I'll be honest, I've let go of God, but He ain't never let go of me. Oh, I'm glad. I want my preaching done. I want to say that Jesus still saves old sinners. And I want to say that Jesus still loves sinners. But wouldn't we have been in a mess if Jesus hadn't loved us? The Bible said, I preached it the morning Brother Troy got saved years ago. Jesus, the friend of sinners. Aren't you glad the Bible said a man that has friends must show himself friendly, but there's one that sticketh closer than a brother. I'm glad there's a God in heaven that took your sin and my sin, hung on an old rugged cross, and loves us by the grace of God. What a friend in Jesus we have this morning. Oh, I want to get my preaching said before I'm dead. I don't want nobody to never wonder what side of the fence I stood on. You know, I've never liked to walk into a church and hear a preacher and wonder what he had to say. Tiptoe around on the situation. Boy, sin's still sin and right is still right. Aren't you glad you can go to church where sinners go to church and the grace of God's prevalent to save them and keep them saved and help them through this old life? As Brother Daniel sang this morning, I've already said, there's a lot of healing has to take place in this life. Aren't you glad there's a God that can heal? There's a God that can do anything. And I love Him and I praise Him. And I want my preaching said before they find me dead. And then, it's really not in the text, but I throwed it in there to try to get to the end of the sermon. But I want to say, I want to get my parenting said before I'm dead. I want to tell my children while they're living I love them. I want to tell my grandbabies while they're living that I love them. And I don't know if y'all realize this about you, preacher, but God's the great shepherd, and I'm just the little under-shepherd. But I want to tell all your children this morning, their preacher loves them, and if their preacher can ever help them, I want to be a blessing and a help. I hope your young'uns know that they can go to a leadership in this church and get some help for their life. Boy, I want to get my parenting said, you know, this is the truth right here, and I'm not whining. I'm just saying it sort of affected me. And a lot of y'all blame how you act on what happened to you when you was young. I'm not going to blame that on my mama and daddy. I'm just going to say that it affected me. A lot of you is using that as a cop-out. Amen. You trying to make excuses because how mean you are and how ugly you are and your attitude. Well, honey, let me tell you, Jesus took care of all of that on Calvary's cross. We can't do nothing about what's happened. We can just go on for the good grace of God. I was a grown man, done pastoring this church before I ever heard my daddy tell me that he loved me. Isn't that amazing? Might not be amazing to y'all. Y'all know how I am. May be hard to tell somebody that you love them if they're as unlovable as I am. Boy, I had a good daddy too. Brother Randall, I know he showed me he loved me the way he'd do for me, but it's something different when somebody say, I love you. Brother Gerald, there's a man at the meeting this week. And he's got the same spirit, the same haircut, and the same goatee you've got. And I hugged him, and I had on a mic monitor. And when I hugged him, a preaching, it went to squealing. And he come to me after service. You know what he said? He said, you know why your mic went off when you hugged me? I said, no. He said, I've got a pacemaker in there going off. I said, ain't that something? The same man, the same spirit in my church just had a couple of heart attacks. But Brother Gerald, I appreciate you. I appreciate your sweetness and how you love the Lord. And you know, Brother Gerald would have died in the hospital. I'd hate to know that I'd never told him that I loved him. Brother DeWayne, if that drunk driver would have took you and Miss Karen home yesterday, I'd hate to know that y'all went to heaven and I'd never told y'all that I loved you. Let me tell you what's wrong with going to church just being honest and tell people that you love them. I know some of you visitors may not be used to all this, but if you just hang around sort of have an open mind, it may rub off on you. I remember a man come to church here and he said, "Now we don't do none of that hugging. There ain't nobody here that I know more than maybe Brother Daniel. Brother Daniel, stand up and give your preacher a hug this morning." I'm telling you, you're talking about a bona fide redneck with papers in his pocket. He's got it, amen. That's a young man set out on a tree limb and hunt. He don't even need a deer stand. He just sets up on a tree limb, Brother Leon. But I'd hate to know Brother Daniel went to heaven without me telling him that I loved him. And you know, there was a man come here and he was so abrasive, sort of like these men that's been saved here. You know, men's men. When you shake the hand, you don't wonder what side of the fence they sitting on. They look at you when they shake your hand. It's like, you know, would you let go of me? I understand now. One told me one day, he said, "Well, I'm not in all that hugging. Y'all leave us alone now. We don't want none of this hugging." I said, "Okay, I shake. I'm glad you're here this morning. I'll go to somebody else that likes hugging." Meeting broke out. I seen him get right here. And he was a hugging people. He just grabbing them, hugging. I'm going to tell you what. I want to get my parenting said before I'm dead. I don't want my youngest to walk the funeral home and say, "Did Daddy love me?" I don't want my grandbabies out running out saying, "I wonder, does my granddaddy love me?" I want to tell them I love them. And not only tell them, I want to do something to back it up. I want to show them I love them. I won't show them I love them. There's some things I won't say it before I'm dead. I want my preaching said. I want my parenting said. And then, thirdly, I want my praying said. You know what he said? He said, "Lord, lay not this sin on their charge." Boy, that lets me know people's doing you wrong. God's writing it down. Aren't you glad the blood of Calvary can forgive you of anything? And you know, I love Brother Randall, the fervency of his praying. He didn't have to go over and go to confessing right before he died before he could get a hold of God. He just started right into praying. That's the kind of life we all need to be living. He called upon the Lord. Matter of fact, you better be putting some prayers in the bank. You're going to need them down the road. It may be a time you ain't got time to get by and confess sins. You're going to need God right there. May we walk where we can all be fervent and praying this morning. Boy, he got hooked into God. You say, how you know that? Because heaven opened. I love Brother Mike get around people that can get heaven open. By the way, they was throwing rocks at the preacher and God didn't take that setting down. He stood up. Only time you'll find him where he stood up and they was throwing rocks at his preacher. Some of y'all better go to watching what you're doing on the way home on Sunday. Somebody say amen right there. Boy, I need my praying done. He prayed with fervency. And then number two, he prayed with forgiveness. Lord, forgive them of this. You know, we're never more like God when we can pray like that, and we're never more like the devil when we don't forgive. There's people all around this building that people's done something wrong to you, but he didn't run around singing somebody's done me wrong song. He said, Lord, forgive them. And I'm going to tell you what, folks, I done found out. Now, it's hard, but you can get there by the grace of God. Listen to your preacher. I don't preach much longer. By the grace of God, you can get to where Stephen got. You can get to pray for people that's throwing rocks at you to forgive them. You can get there, but it's going to take you some praying on your knees to get there. Boy, I want my praying said. I built the whole sermon this week. I don't know how many hours I've got in it. I took one of the greatest books written by Guy King I've ever studied behind on prayer. I don't know. I wanted really to preach that today, but this is just burning a lot louder. But I want to say within the context of that sermon there, aren't you glad that we've got a God in heaven that can listen to His children and knows the best things for each individual? And oh, I want my praying said before I'm dead. I did something this week that has really helped me in my life. By nobody being there, I found myself in a prayer place 3, 4, 5 times a day. Prayer not only changes things, but it changes you too. You hear me? Prayer changes things. Why do you think he said the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much? Why do you think he said, is there any among you sick? Let them call for the elders of the church. Prayer does change things. Man, I can tell you another thing. Not only does it change things, it changes me and you. Oh, church, let me tell you something. There's not long. And the architects come this week. I know God's going to take this wing out by the grace and the glory of God. And I know that's hard times. And when God does things like that, then you can never look at one person and say, well, you did that. We know God has done that. And church, if we're going to go anywhere with God, we better get our praying said. I don't know how many of you realize, and I don't know why I'm preaching this on Sunday morning, but I'm telling you my heart, I sure hope you're preaching for me when I leave out of this state going preaching off in revivals and camp. I sure hope you're remembering your preacher. I sure hope you're remembering the prayer list Miss Noel so faithful to update and keep in front of us, and the newsletter, Miss Sharon, so good to send out. Everybody can see that. I hope you're getting your praying said before you're dead. Oh, how we need to get back to praying. Did you know something? There's nothing too hard for the Lord. The devil would have you to give up on your praying. That's what he would do. You know, Jesus wrote one of the greatest parables in the Bible on the unjust judge. A woman come to him and asked. He didn't give it. She kept coming every day at his doors. And he said, because of her continual coming, she weary me. And I'm going to give her that she needs. Let me tell you, God wants his children to stay persistent at praying. Number three. Not only do I want to get my preaching said, my praying said, my parenting said, but lastly, number four, I want to say this. I want to get all my praising said. You know what he said? Brother Daniel, you be coming. I want you to sing for me this morning. He said, Lord Jesus, I'm glad He's my Lord. I'm glad I've got a God that I can call Lord. People that's worshiping Buddha can't say that this morning. People that's worshiping Muhammad, they can't see that. Matter of fact, in a church environment like this, there ought to be 20, 25 of Sundays standing on their feet saying, Lord, thank you for what you've done for me. Lord, thank you. You're a good God. You know, in studying this thing of prayer, I've noticed a lot of times God hears so much of what we need. I wonder how much He hears of what we're thanking Him for. Lord, thank you for what you've done for me. So like what Brother Dwayne them said, they could just as easily have been in heaven this morning. Just as easily. You ever thought about this? And maybe he mentioned it. You ever thought about when that drunk driver hit you? You ever thought about maybe if he hadn't hit y'all, maybe he'd have killed somebody right behind you? We never know what God's doing when we're not looking. But I can tell you this about Him and about that Word of God right there. He can be trusted. Do you hear me this morning? Boy, I want my praise and say it. Has God been good to anybody? I'd hate to know that when I was dead, they walked in and said, well, he used to praise God. Because that's what they'll say too, Brother Bent. It's not about how I started, it's how I'm going to finish is what they're going to talk about. And y'all can say whatever you want to about that, but now that's just brass facts right there. I don't care if I pastored this church 20 years. 10 minutes, Brother Jerry, can take every bit of that away from me. 10 minutes. That may not mean much to some of you, but it means a lifetime to me. I want to thank God for salvation. I want to thank Him one day He called me to preach. I want to thank Him that He's letting me pastor one of the greatest churches in America. God's allowed me to preach in places, but there's no place like this place. There's no place like this place. And I thank Him for it. I thank God, and I said this, Brother Mike, to a man in a truck this week. I thank God that I've got an assistant pastor. And I don't want to brag on Brother Mike because the devil will blow his brains out. He's enough target anyway. I won't brag on you. I'll just thank you and I see you in heaven. But I will say thank you now. I thank God for my friends in this church, the leadership that we've got. Thank God for my family, my little old grandbabies. Oh, I'm telling you, I want to get my praises said before I'm dead. What you need this morning, you ever been saved by the grace of God? It'd be a good morning to ask Christ to come in your life and live. Young lady, you've never been saved by the grace of God. Won't you come to Jesus today? Accept Him by faith, and He would save you by amazing grace. Sir,